Today on Happy Sad Confused, Michael Shannon returns to talk Fahrenheit 451 and our very complicated love affair. Hey guys, I'm Josh Horowitz. The yin to Michael Shannon's yang.
This is a big one.
That's Sammy. Welcome back, Sammy.
Hi, thank you. It is so good to be back.
So good to have you back.
I'm glad you didn't sneak this one while I was away again.
I would never do such a thing.
Okay.
To be fair, you were on a glorious, exciting romp through the Scottish Highlands.
Correct.
Searching for our buddy Sam Heughan. Did you find him?
I didn't.
Cut right to the chase.
I didn't find him. But yeah. I did find a lot of unbelievably lovely people from Scotland and the most beautiful, beautiful scenery I've ever seen. And I did travel in time, but I did not meet Sam Heughan.
Look, you've met him before.
I was going to say again.
You will meet him again. But
go to Scotland, guys. I work for them now. Visit Scotland tourism.
What was the highlight? What was the best thing you saw in Scotland?
I would say the Highlands were the highlight.
Yeah.
We went to the city. I loved the cities. I love Edinburgh especially, but the Highlands were like every place you look is like a postcard. It's really amazing and beautiful. And there's a lot of animals there. I'm a big animal person. I don't know if you know that.
Meaning
about
you
me.
Like big animals or you just like animals? You're big into animals generally.
Both, actually. So there were cows, sheep, stuff like that. That was really exciting. I tried whiskey.
You've never tried whiskey before?
No.
Look, I just got some for the office, actually.
Okay.
Look, there it is.
You did?
Yeah. I'm trying to
Woodford Reserve.
I'm just trying to, like, you know, build out my little bar.
You want people to have fun here. This is a fun place for cool people.
Hey, try out drinking.
Hey, it's 11 a.m. You want some whiskey? I just got it.
I'm not trying to make it like some crazy place, but I want people to have the option should they desire.
Do you offer it or have people asked you for drinks before?
I'm trying to think if people have asked me for drinks. I don't know.
Like what made you decide to have a bar in here?
I don't know. First of all, I don't have a bar. What did I just show you? I showed you literally a cabinet that has a couple glasses.
A bottle of whiskey and like a half bottle of Chardonnay that you probably got from an airplane.
I just want to create a hospitable environment for any guest, whether they drink or not. There are games and toys and drinks and my
he
winning
has, like,
personality.
Hard drugs in the corner.
Got heroin like, over here.
Anything you want. Anything. Iced tea. Anything.
I'll keep you posted if anybody takes me up on it.
Please.
But anyway, so you enjoyed whiskey over in the Highlands.
I did. It was a wonderful thing, but I missed being here on this podcast.
We missed you. Luckily, you were back for a very special episode.
If there was any episode to come back for, it's this.
If you've listened to any episodes of Happy Sad Confused, you know there are a couple of recurring themes throughout the show. Actually, there's really just one recurring theme. It's Michael Shannon.
Yeah.
Some would say I have an interest, affection.
Obsession?
Your word, not mine, but yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if I do, I defend it. He deserves it because he is arguably our greatest actor working today.
And he just gives you so much love. He's just so loving with you.
So yes, Michael and I go way back. We've talked many, many times. He's been on the podcast before. And he plays hard to get with me sometimes.
It makes you want him even more.
Oh, so this is a super fun conversation with the crazy Michael Shannon. He is starring in a new film called Fahrenheit 451. Mm-hmm. It is based on the classic Ray Bradbury story, of course. It is on HBO May 19th. I definitely recommend it. Michael actually gave me shit during the podcast for not being like effusive enough. It's a good movie.
So
okay?
You're doing it now.
No, on the record, it's a good movie. Mm-hmm. It's him and Michael B. Jordan.
I was going to say two of my favorite Michaels.
Exactly. If you don't know anything about the story, it's basically set in a future where firemen are destroy all books and all matter of media and are kind of controlling thought and limiting the way we consume information. And needless to say, has some interesting parallels and relevance to today. This conversation, Michael, if you don't know already, is unabashedly not a fan of the president. And that comes up extensively in this conversation. I know some of you hate it when we talk politics on here, but you know what? Politics are a part of life, a part of movies, a part of culture. And
It's real.
And it's real. And
this is the real deal
this
here.
This is the real real world. I'm not going to sugarcoat it for you guys. And I got to be my authentic self. I'm not going to tell you things I don't believe. So, yes, when we talk about Trump, it's not positive, guys.
No. We don't love him here at Happy Said Confused.
I'm not pro. And if that means I've lost you as a listener, it's been a fun ride. Anyway, this conversation runs the gamut. It's a lot of fun, passive-aggressive love between the two of us. Mm. We really dissect the relationship, I think.
Oh, I can't wait to hear that.
In some profound ways.
Because I have some curiosities about it, too.
I'm still not settled. I still don't know where we're at.
No, I mean, like, we'll be places and you know he's coming and you get all nervous. It's like, there's a lot to unpack. And I know he does, too. So it's like, there's a lot to unpack.
There's a lot. And not to mention, as I said, it all comes out of deep reverence for an actor that I truly think is one of, if not the best, working today. You can't take your eyes off of him. He's an amazing performer. So check out Fahrenheit 451. He's also got a couple other projects coming later in the year. I reference one that I think is coming on, I think it's a Netflix movie, but look out for it later in the year. It's called What They Had. It's Hilary Swank, Blythe Danner, Robert Forster.
I love Blythe Danner.
It's actually a really, really good movie. I saw it at Sundance, and it's a very sad story about a family dealing with the mom having dementia. So it's, you know, it's tough stuff, but it's really good.
Michael Shannon's not a big comedy guy, is he?
Have you seen his work on After Hours?
I certainly have.
Seemed like you'd forgotten.
No, of course. I was talking more like his film roles.
Kangaroo Jack. You ever seen him in Kangaroo Jack?
I didn't.
Okay, so.
But, you know, I liked it. You know, the scene that sticks out for me, it's like Shape of Water when he rips his fingers off, stuff like that. I'm just like, oh.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, come on. sorry, everyone. That's the crux of the movie.
Basically. Mm-hmm. This was a long time coming. He's, I invite Michael Shannon on with every project he's in, and he's in like two or three a year. He only says yes occasionally. So, again, playing hard to get. So I'm thrilled that he came by.
He address the Michael Shannon paraphernalia in your office?
We talked a little bit about the General Zod action figure that we always have. He didn't reference our Michael Shannon non-sexual escort sign.
Cash only.
Cash only. And he only noticed the big poster of him and me.
He only noticed the giant poster. That's the first thing you see.
Yeah, he only noticed that at the very end, and he did get a good chuckle out of that. So good. The love is strong, is what I'm saying.
Oh, I'm happy. All right, let's
do it. Let's
do it. I am ready.
Okay. Review, rate, and subscribe to Happy Sad Confused. Encourage more conversations with me and Michael Shannon by spreading the good word of the show. And enjoy this conversation with Mikey Shannon.
I'm sure he loves being called Mikey.
If you're listening, I love you, Mikey. How are you, Michael? Be honest with me.
My stomach's a little upset, but other than that, I mean, I don't have like a terminal illness or anything.
Well, we don't know that. When's the last time you had a checkup?
Well, I finally got a colonoscopy, and that came out clear.
Is that true?
Yeah, I've seen pictures of my colon, and he saw one little tiny polyp, but he just carved it off. And
you can self-administer that. You can just do that yourself. Just scoop it out in there.
Maybe that's how things go in your house.
We are roughly the same. You're a couple years older than me, shockingly.
Really?
We're roughly the same age, so we're facing the same health markers, like the where the colonoscopies start to happen and that kind of fun stuff. It's really sobering.
Dementia.
Yeah, cereal. Well, that's hit.
Yeah,
that's hit.
yummy coffee.
I feel like you learned how to podcast with me. I feel like we came of age together on the podcast airwaves.
Do people listen to this when they're working out?
I do. I listen to podcasts when I'm working out.
So should we be like...
Keep going.
Yeah. Keep it up.
Hey.
Don't stop. Your ass looks great. Keep doing that. Yeah.
What do you listen to at the gym?
I don't listen to anything.
Silence? Just nothing?
Yeah. I don't listen to anything. But sometimes I watch... I'll get on the bicycle and they'll have, scenic routes you can take.
Yeah.
I like that.
But it's always like you have like two options, and it's the same scenic route each time. It's like,
But I always look for the differences, the subtle differences.
I don't think they're.
Sometimes there'll be like a bear hiding behind a tree that wasn't there the day before.
Do you scream when you're on the treadmill?
Yeah. Well, it's a good motivator to pedal faster.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to get mauled by a bear.
Yeah.
While you're at the gym.
No, that would be actually a smart business strategy for, you know, the Curves franchise or whichever gym you frequent to.
You seriously think I go to Curves? How's the levels on this? Am I hitting the right levels?
No, that's good. You're right.
Is this the right distance from the mic?
You're perfect. Thank you for being aware of such things. Most people don't even give a shit.
Well, I've been doing this a long time. I know what's important.
What's the first thing? What do you do first thing in the morning? You wake up.
I say fuck again.
Here we go again. It's not over yet.
I try to figure out whether I'm hungover or not. Uh-huh. And then... No, I usually, Monday through Friday is about getting the kids to school.
Right.
Whether you like it or not, you have to do that. You have to get up, and I usually put on WBGO, my favorite radio station,
mm-hmm.
You know, excluding your, what, is this a radio station?
No, just don't even pretend like you care.
No. WJOSH.
Oh, I get it. Oh, that's good. I like it.
That's too many letters. WBGO is in Newark, New Jersey. It's a jazz radio station, and I listen to that. That helps me deal with things. And then
the chaos of the children.
I make a coffee.
Yeah.
In my beautiful new pink coffee maker.
Oh.
That's more elaborate than it needs to be, but it makes me. I find it charming. And then I make breakfast. Usually Kate makes the lunch. And
do kids still have like lunch boxes and that kind of thing? What's the, like, is there like, I have very fond memories as a kid of having like the branded with my favorite TV show lunchbox thing.
Yeah, well, what was that, Facts of Life?
I did like Facts of Life.
Yeah, had a Facts of Life lunchbox.
I think it was like Knight Rider.
Give me a break.
Give me a break. Well, it's good. Nell Carter.
Carter with your lunch. Here's your lunch. Nell Carter probably had a lot of lunch boxes.
Wow, that's, I mean, come on. Respect the dead.
Coffee's yummy.
Knight Rider. That was probably my bag.
Knight Rider.
That was good.
Hasselhoff.
Hasselhoff, yeah. He had an evil twin, Garth, that just had a mustache. That was the way to differentiate the evil twin.
Are you saying that because I have a mustache? Well,
it just reminded me. What's the mustache for?
I'm doing a television program miniseries called The Little Drummer Girl, based on the book by John Le Carré. One day I'll figure out how to say it.
I think it's Le Carré. That's his nom de plume.
I know his real name. I've met his sons. I'm not telling you his real name. The man has his fake name for a reason.
I think it's like available readily. It's not, I mean.
No, it's secret. He was a spy, for Christ's sake. He can't give away his identity. Okay, his real name is Nina Haspel. That's his real name.
Now we understand why he changed it.
Yeah.
Nell Carter.
Yeah.
What,
Do you think she should run the CIA? What do you think?
Oh, Ms. Haspel dies. Now I'm getting it.
You're a little slow on the uptake today, Josh.
Well, okay.
Do you have enough breakfast?
I thought you said Nina Haspel. It's Gina, isn't it?
No, it's Nina.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have my New York Times and everything, like a smart person. I'm still a person.
Go ahead, look it up. It's Nina. There she is.
Read it.
Gina. It's Gina Haspel.
Yes! Highlight of the fucking day.
I hope she doesn't torture me because I called her by the wrong name.
Yeah, I think that's how it works.
Yeah. We've got to get Mike Shannon in here. My first mission as chief of the CIA is to torture Michael Shannon for calling me Nina.
Would you ever play Donald Trump? Yeah, I know you're a big fan. If Charlie Kaufman had a brilliant take on the Donald Trump story.
I would play Donald Trump only if the version of Donald Trump I was asked to play was his disemboweled carcass.
But the jury's out. We don't know. He could be the greatest president ever.
I like what Ramin calls him. He calls him the current tenant. That's how he refers to him.
Yeah, that's a kind way to put it, I suppose.
Yeah, the current tenant. He won't even say his name. He's a disgusting, filthy mongrel of a human being.
Yeah. The folks don't like it when I talk to politics, but I can't help it. I'm with you, man, all the way. He's the worst.
I mean, nobody's going to listen to this anyway.
That's true.
So
that's
we
fair.
Might as well speak our mind.
That's true. That's
so
fair.
That when we're listening to it alone in our bedrooms, we can feel good about ourselves. Is like that, we didn't back down.
Right. You know? Yeah, we took a stand as yeah. we're the nuclear apocalypse, as the missiles are falling. We
yes.
Can...
as Iran is
play the
blowing
podcast.
Israel in the oblivion. We can listen to this podcast and know we did the right thing.
And yet, you're raising children in this very questionable world.
Oh, it's so lovely. Such a lovely time. I don't know. I mean, I try to make sure that they're just having fun right now. Like, enjoy your childhood.
Right.
You know, because when you're older and you have to shoot people to get water, it's going to be tough.
Do you not think that this is a blip, that there's no coming back from this?
No, it's not a blip. This is not a blip. No. It's not a blip. But it's not even about him. You know, Nicholas, speaking of the New York Times, that article, Nicholas, I'm going to call him by the right wrong name, Crystal. Christoph. Or Christoph? I want to say Christoph.
Oh, wait,
Crystal.
Maybe it is?
Oh, God damn it. Well, he's a smart guy, and he wrote a nice article about how we've got to stop paying so much attention to Trump because there's all this really terrible stuff going on while we worry about whether he paid off Stormy Daniels not to talk about having sex with him. Who freaking cares? 100 years from now, nobody's going to care whether Stormy Daniels had sex with Donald Trump.
They're
going to care because they can't breathe when they go outside. They're not going to like that.
My wife works for Natural Resources Defense Council, the NRDC, mm-hmm. and as you can imagine, that job has changed in the last couple of years.
Oh, my God. I mean, are they able to do anything? I mean, I give them money, but I don't...
They are... Their lawsuits up the wazoo, they actually are making a lot of inroads. I mean, thankfully, some of the states are stepping up where they have to. And frankly, other countries around the world are stepping up.
Well, that's what I like. Yeah.
I mean, but the crazy... Someone was saying this the other day. It's like that realization when, like, we have become the bad guy in the world.
Oh, we're terrible, man. Well, I'm over in Europe all the time now doing this show. I was in England and Greece. Now I'm going to Czech Republic. But it's like, it's very hard to be an American abroad, you know. Although a lot of people are pretty sympathetic. I mean, I think they're able to ascertain that he probably wasn't my selection.
Right.
pretty quickly. So.
Right. You're wearing the Make America Great hat again, ironically. They don't. They get that. They get
well,
that.
Well, I'm wearing it backwards. With my gold teeth. It's my Kanye impersonation.
Oh, let's not start on that path, too. Yeah, right. Anyway, well, it is a good segue to because we should talk a little bit about your new film, your new collaboration with Ramin, Fahrenheit 451, which I enjoyed. And this is a project that...
You enjoyed.
I did. I've seen it twice, man. I had a refresher.
On a scale of 1 to 10, what would you give it?
I'm not a critic. That's the beauty of this.
Oh, so you get to avoid... accountability.
Well, it would be uncomfortable talking to... Look, in the case, luckily for you, generally speaking, you make very good films. But some of your brethren, the percentage is a little lower, and I would hate to have to pretend to love their questionable material. You don't have that problem, is what I'm saying.
Really?
Yeah. When you look at your resume, what percentage of work would you say you're proud of?
Well, we weren't talking... No, I've been in some clunkers. Come on now.
We're not talking about Kangaroo Jack.
This is dangerous territory for me.
Not yeah, we don't to, want
obviously
you
that
on your
I'm
own
not you know, easily intimidated, readily spouting off at the mouth as we speak. But
well, you could say on a person. Do you ever look at your own performance and say, "I flubbed it" or "I went the wrong way"?
It's never my fault.
You being serious?
It's never my fault.
Well, you didn't make the movie, but you're a key cog in the wheel.
No, I'm not.
What?
Anybody could do it. It could be me. It could be Bronson Pinchot. It could be
Do you and Bronson
anybody.
Go up for the same roles often?
He's a bit older than me, I guess.
So that was your lunchbox, Perfect Strangers?
Perfect Strangers. No, I never ate lunch when I was a kid. It was awful.
What do you mean? Lunch generally is awful?
No,
the school lunch is horrible, yes.
No, I didn't get, I never had any money to get lunch.
Are we going down this path now, the sad childhood of Michael
Shannon? I did have a sad childhood, goddammit. I had a non-lunch childhood, I'll tell you that much.
Are you in therapy to work out your past demons?
No.
Could you use
No, it? I'm letting them loose on mankind.
This is your therapy. Yeah. It's free.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever considered going into therapy? I mean, I feel like I know you well enough to know that that could be a fertile environment for you and the therapist. There might be stuff to talk about.
It's all BS, man.
You don't believe in that?
I'm not going to sit there and talk to some stranger and tell them. I only do that when I'm doing press.
And then you're killing a couple birds with one stone. You're actually at least, yeah.
Yeah.
You're always welcome here to just opine about...
Well, maybe that could be your new podcast, is you giving me therapy.
I feel like we're already
there. How many people
there?
Do you think would listen to that?
Actually, maybe a shocking amount. I get...
You might get a bigger office.
I get, and a window.
And a window.
I get a lot of good feedback on... we've only done one podcast. We've done a lot over the years, but only one podcast. And it is one of the favorites of people, the last one we did.
With the sweet Jesus,
with the Michael Shannon, the Zod action figure.
Oh my God!
Yeah, all that kind of fun stuff.
That thing is so weird.
I know. We covered it last time, so I don't regurgitate. But it still has. You're still holding things that would never appear in the film. Makes no sense. Did you? Did you enjoy Justice League?
I haven't seen Justice League.
Did you enjoy Avengers Infinity War?
I haven't seen any comic book movies. I feel bad. I haven't even seen Black Panther, which I particularly feel bad about because I'm hanging out with Mr. Jordan nowadays promoting the picture. But the only time I ever watch movies is on an airplane.
That's a shame. You're a busy man.
I keep flying back and forth to Europe, as I mentioned earlier.
Yeah. What's the last
flight to Athens is 10 hours.
So are you watching a series?
I started watching movies I've already seen before. On the last flight, I watched Anchorman.
Well, I mean...
In the, eighth hour of the flight, I was like, I need something to make me laugh.
Did it work?
Yeah, it did. I think Steve Carell is so funny in that movie. When Brick. He says, I ate a big red candle. I don't know why we're yelling. He's got a lot of classics in there.
Brick is one of the great characters of our time.
Really is.
What was I going to say? Oh, so no Star Wars, Last Jedi?
I don't watch that crap. I don't care.
How do you really feel?
I don't care. Look, when I was a kid, I liked that stuff, okay?
Okay.
I had some Star Wars guys. I had my cousins had a bunch of comic books. I'd go out and look at their comic books. But I got it out of my system.
J.J. Abrams calls, hey, I want you...
Those Marvel people don't want me. I met with Kevin...
Feige.
Feige. What'd you call him?
Feige.
I met with him 10 years ago.
Yeah.
I got on my hands and knees and said, please, isn't there somewhere for me in the Marvel universe? Haven't heard a peep.
Seriously?
I mean, maybe it's because I did a DC thing. I don't know.
Was there a specific role you were begging for or they were thinking of?
I don't know.
It's just a general.
I did, anybody. I liked it. I remember the Watchers. They were
hovered big around guys.
In outer space.
Mm-hmm.
I would have done one of those. I could have done shaved my head and been one of those guys.
So speaking of the mustache and shaving your head.
Yeah.
You're a chameleon. You like to change yourself. What's the most you've gained or lost for a role, weight wise?
Oh, that shit's silly. I don't do that shit.
No.
That's ridiculous. Why do people do that?
No, I mean, I'm not going to quarrel with someone. Christian Bale, he makes it work.
Actors, it's not about your body. It's about your... Look, I have a very supreme intellect, and that's what I use. I don't have to, do a colonic and drop 10 pounds. Somebody was telling me a story the other day about... Well, never mind. I'm not going to tell that story.
Can you omit the name?
It just has to do with colonics.
Oh, wow.
And the abuse of colonics in an endeavor to lose weight in order to be on camera. And how it disturbed the people that had to clean the trailer.
No.
They had to clean the toilets.
Nope.
And it got to the point where they refused to go in there. They were done. They weren't gonna clean up this shit anymore.
Literally.
This person was like funneling coffee up their anus in an effort to, I don't know what.
So Maggie Smith did that for Downton Abbey. So that's crazy.
It wasn't Maggie Smith.
Okay, that's one down. This is how I get
that out of
you.
It was a boy.
Can I narrow it down?
It was a boy that I heard this story about. Okay. I should add, I don't know whether it's even true.
There are stories
about it. But it was an entertaining story, and it gave me a chuckle on a hard day.
So you don't believe in... What about, like, the methody kind of stuff? Like drinking for a scene where you're supposed to be drunk, or, you know, Shia taking a drug when he wants to feel what it's like to be high or whatever.
When did he do that?
He did that for Charlie Countryman, that movie that came out a few years ago.
What about American Honey? Do you think he did drugs on that?
I don't know. That was a good role, though. I don't know. I don't know if he did or not, but I thought that was pretty good.
That was an interesting movie.
Yeah. So where do you come down on that kind of method?
Well, I don't
stuff?
Take drugs or drink unless I'm not at work.
Yeah, that's your escape. Why use it on the...
Yeah.
That's fair. Okay.
I mean, well, actually, I don't take drugs at all. Drugs scare the shit out of me. I tried to mess around with them, but they're terrifying. I don't know how people do drugs.
I'm with you. I'll drink a little bit. That's the extent of my vices.
You can really, I mean, and it does such terrible things. Look how many people people I know that I mean a lot to me that, you know,
yeah,
die. You know, it's awful. No.
Yeah, I'm always, I don't know if I have an addictive personality, but I worry.
You're addicted to me.
That is true.
You know, I think the general public, if they're still awake, should be they should be made aware.
They're on mile three right now. Keep going.
Yeah,
you're doing great.
You did your thighs. What is it? Your calves. Your thighs.
What should the American public know?
They should know that as many times as I've worked with you, collaborated with you on these things, there's for every time I do it, there's 20 times where I say no.
That's absolutely valid and true. Let's put in some good words about Fahrenheit 451. So, Ramin, I love your collaborations.
On a scale of 1 to 10.
I would... Oh, my... This, I think it's... I would recommend it.
Like what? Like a hot dog place? Like, this place is good if you're in the mood for a hot dog.
It held up on a second viewing.
Okay.
That's a good sign. Okay. I think you and Mike... Are Michael Shannon, you're Michael Shannon, you and Michael
you're
B. Jordan.
You're confused, my friend.
Well, you have me on the spot. I feel like I'm being grilled now, waterboarded. You and Michael B. Jordan are fantastic together. I think it's a fascinating relationship. Mm-hmm. And I respect and love what Ramin does. I thought your work with him on 99 Homes was fantastic. And I think this is another solid piece of work. Yeah.
Man.
What?
That is limp, man. It's just limp.
This is why you respect me so much, because I am a straight shooter with you. You peaked with General Zod. We both know that.
Yeah, that's... I'm having a hard time understanding why I continue doing this, to be totally blunt about it. Like, haven't I... I mean, mission accomplished,
you scaled
right?
The mountaintop, yeah.
What am I going to do now? Like, yeah. Am I going to do old man roles? Is that what I have to look forward to? Like movies about old men going out for one last trip in Vegas or something, you know?
That'd be good. I was just in Vegas. Are you a Vegas kind of guy? You're more AC, probably. You're an Atlantic City guy.
I've never been to Atlantic City, oddly enough, considering I was on a show about it.
That's right.
I've been to Vegas a few times. Vegas is an unusual place.
There's a headline. That's a breaking news.
Yeah.
Did you go see Britney or Celine Dion or Siegfried and Roy?
Oh, God.
What happened? You vomited?
Well, I was trying to stifle a burp, and it kind of happened in my throat as opposed to coming out. Last time I was there, I was shooting something. Shooting a movie called Frank and Lola. We shot that in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
It was very surreal. We had a scene in the Wynn Casino Hotel. We shot at nights when I mean, the casino's still open, obviously, but most people were asleep. And we shot a scene in the restaurant there. A couple of scenes, actually. That was a very strange...
It's a strange town.
Yeah.
So are you, you're in the middle of shooting the Jean Le Carré, yes, I assume?
Is that your French?
Jean Le Carré.
You know, he's not French.
No, his name's Nell Carter. He's on Give Me a Break.
I'm not done. I'm not done at all. I'm going...
Oh, that's why you had Skarsgård on the mind. He's in that one, right?
Yeah, he plays my wingman. He plays my, I don't know what you'd call it, protege. But he's not my protege because he's kind of his own man. He's like this badass, like, soldier, secret agent guy who can get things done. He's a handler.
You've graduated now to the mentor role between Fahrenheit 451 and Little Drummer Girl. You're the guy.
I'm a role model.
No, let's not go that far.
Be like me. I wonder how many people wake up in the morning and think, if I could just be more like Michael Shannon.
Do you think, what do I need? Do I need to be less needy in the relationship for this to get better? Am I just showing my hand too much?
Well, it's obvious that you adore me. You know, it's like, okay, when you're learning the ropes, when you're a young man about how to woo a woman,
right.
You know, it's like you can't.
This is, yeah.
Follow her around with your tongue dragging on the ground.
Yeah.
You know, you got to act cool. You know, you got to act like you don't care. And, you know.
You can't do it.
That's how women become interested in you.
This is good. This is good advice for those on the treadmill thinking about wooing a young lady.
Yes. I mean, that's, I don't know. No, you're fine.
Okay. You make me self-conscious about this. It does feel like dating, frankly. It feels like unrequited love. And it feels like we're going to be in this tumultuous back and forth for the next 30 years. And I just don't know where it goes.
I just enjoy antagonizing you.
Yeah, no, I guess that's valid.
I mean, it's a sign of affection, honestly. I mean, the people that I give a hard time to and antagonize and call names, and every once in a while maybe, you know, punch on the arm or squeeze their nipple or whatever.
Yeah, that's happened.
Unwanted.
Yeah.
That's you. That means I like you.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Great. Mission accomplished.
Yeah.
Any pros to being in an Oscar-winning film? Does your life change being part of that? You've already got the name recognition and the good seat in the restaurant. What is the win of The Shape of Water do for your life?
I just feel so lucky I'm in that movie.
Great movie.
I'm really like, because like I said earlier, you know, we were talking about you get into some projects and you work hard on them, but there's no guarantee how it's all going to shake out because my contribution's literally not a very large percentage, really. It's mostly other people, and you have to trust them and their vision and what they're going to do with the material. So when you're in something and something like that, it's just very, it's exciting.
Do you feel like you have more license now to not wash your hands in public? It's like, oh, I'm doing a bit.
Well, but that's in the bathroom. I don't want anybody looking at me when I'm in the bathroom. And I don't want... I don't want anybody paying attention to me at all.
Have you been approached for autographs and selfies in the bathroom?
No.
Really? People can be pretty stupid.
No, you're right. You're right. But no. Oh, man. No, I don't think that's happened to me yet.
Oh. See, you haven't hit the nadir yet of your career, because that will happen.
That's the next level, huh?
Yeah.
That's what I have to look forward to. Great.
There are a couple things that occur to me as I look at the oeuvre. You haven't done, though music is a big part of your life, you haven't sung in a film, I believe, yet.
Well, I tried. I mean, I sang a song in Elvis and Nixon, but they cut it out.
I'm sorry.
It was sad. It bummed me out, because it was cool. It was like Elvis driving to the White House in the limousine, and he's so happy that he starts singing the Battle Hymn of the Republic. It was really cool. And I thought I sang it okay, but I guess they thought it wasn't as good as Elvis, so they cut it out.
Do you have an interest in a full-on movie musical? Have you gone up? Because those are, they're kind of in vogue. They're happening with some regularity now.
Movie musicals?
Yeah, you know, your Greatest Showman, Mary Poppins, I don't know.
Huh.
Does that appeal to you at all? I'm getting a no. Okay. All right. Okay. Got it. What about?
You got to understand. I don't want to go to work ever at all. Musical. For some,
that makes no sense. Okay. Let's parse that out for a second.
I just want to.
You have like 4 movies every year.
I know, but it's like.
And you direct a play, and you star in it. What are you talking about?
I want to just go to the gym.
What's happening? You're a grown man. You can say no to things.
I go to the gym and ride on the little bicycle. And look at the woods.
Like that little like a little bicycle?
The one where you can sit down, where it's really not that difficult.
Okay. I just imagined you on like a little unicycle or
something. Yeah,
yeah. Okay. What kind of gym you're at?
It's a circus gym.
I think you're in a playground.
Yeah, it's a playground.
Oh, here's where he turns. Wait.
And I do the slides.
Okay, you keep complaining. I just don't want to work.
I don't want to work.
Then why are you working?
I don't know.
Okay.
I have to pay the bills.
You're doing fine.
Directing a play in Chicago is not paying the bills,
I'm guessing.
I'm hemorrhaging money, you know.
What? What are you paying?
Hemorrhaging.
What are you paying for? It's not on your t-shirts. Oh, look God. At that.
You have no idea how many bills I got.
What's your biggest
Sweet
bill?
Jesus. And plus, they take it all anyway.
Okay.
Let's say, you know, you make X dollars.
Uh-huh.
There's, you know, the government, the agent, the people.
Wait, you're paying taxes? I thought you were like Wesley Snipes. You just sort of do your own thing.
No, I have an accountant that's very responsible and makes sure that I give all of the appropriate funds to the United States and state and local governments. Municipal.
Oh, no. You're having a stroke.
I might be having a stroke.
You are not doing...
Are you prepared to deal with that? If I have a stroke, or do you know what to do?
Yeah, I'm shoving my wallet in your mouth. Right. You were not doing things like Fahrenheit 451 or directing a play in Chicago to become a millionaire.
Well, I did Fahrenheit 451 because I really believe in Rami, and I think he's a very special person. And I thought it was, you know, pretty timely...
Yeah.
I mean, it's interesting because it is kind of an old-timey book, so he had to kind of reconnoiter it a little bit.
Yeah. Know.
It's very different from the book. People going expecting to see the book in its entirety will be devastated.
Yeah, it's also been. I'd be curious to go back. I bet this movie doesn't date well. But the who did it? Was it Truffaut? Did the
Truffaut?
Jean Le Carré's Truffaut.
Yeah.
That even in my distant memory, that feels like it's probably a pretty dated.
I've never seen it, but I every once in a while I hear somebody say that they really like it. But for the most part, most people are like, "You're not missing anything."
Yeah. Yeah, this is a project because I remember I followed it for years because I remember Mel Gibson wanted to direct it and a lot of people were attached to different incarnations of it. So I'm glad it got there with you guys. And Michael, I mean, he's the real deal, Mr. Jordan.
Yeah.
Michael B.
Why didn't you have him in? Does he know who you are?
Michael and I go, yeah, we've done a ton.
He's not on your board here.
Okay, A, he doesn't live in New York.
Huh.
And B, I didn't even realize he was in town until I saw the photos at your little premiere the other day.
He's huge, man. He's all jacked up.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
He's doing Creed 2.
Yeah. When you see Black Panther.
Whoop your ass.
You'll see in Black Panther, like Chadwick Boseman, who plays Black Panther, he's obviously in incredible shape. And then, like, there's a scene, not to ruin anything, but when Michael takes off his shirt, you're like, this is next level. That guy's going to kick the shit out of Black Panther. He's amazing. And, like, so focused.
Chadwick was good in... What I mean, good. Chadwick was amazing in that James Brown movie.
Yeah, get on up.
I saw that on the plane.
Yeah? You should do plane movie reviews. You could just do
I
your
should.
Little, yeah.
Plane movie. Man, that guy playing James Brown. Whew.
That's a tall,
sweet
tall order.
Jesus, was he good.
Okay, another thing I don't think you've ever done. You've never done a voice in like an animated.
That'll never fucking happen.
What? Because they don't want you or you don't want them?
I don't
want
to do that crap. People say, you should do it. You have kids. I'm like, so what? They can listen to other people do it. They don't need to listen to what they think. They know it's me. What's it going to do? I would find that distracting. I'm like, Dad, that's not a kangaroo. It's Dad. I know that's not a mongoose. It's Dad.
Right. Right.
No. I know it's not a toaster. It's Dad.
Okay.
But there was a toaster. Oh, I got it. About a toaster.
No, thank you for clarifying. Yeah. Are they into the Harry Potter? Do you read to them? Speaking of
Sylvie's reading Harry Potter like I've never seen anything like it. Yeah. She reads it any time there's any sort of gap in her itinerary, she's reading Harry Potter.
It's crazy, right? I don't know how old, because I have nieces that are...
She's 20.
Stop. <two. laughs> I have nieces who are at that right age, too, and they devour. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy. You should take them to... Are you a theme park guy? You strike me as a big theme park guy.
No.
Wizarding World.
What are you talking about?
You should go to a theme park.
Well, first I got to take her to the show. They got the show on Broadway.
I saw it. It's good.
Oh. It sounds about like Fahrenheit 451 in your book. It held up on a second view. It's a very solid piece. It's a little solid piece of work.
I saw it twice, so it did hold up on a second viewing.
Yeah.
Look, if I don't...
It's super solid.
If I don't hold back a little bit, then the actual praise means nothing. Mm. Isn't that true?
So what are you excited about nowadays?
It's all over. As you know, as we started, there's nothing left. We're all just like running in place till the apocalypse. One of us needs to be positive, I suppose, but that's not happening.
Well, you're smiling a lot. It looks like you're having a good time.
Really?
Yeah.
That's the happy. Those are just the happy sad confused photos.
Oh, that's right. That's what this show's called, isn't it?
Don't pretend like you don't listen to every episode.
Dude, I don't... I swear to God, this could all be fake, and I wouldn't even know.
It is. How's Jeff Nichols? You guys working on anything?
I'm going to make a music video for his brother's band.
That's cool.
That Jeff's going to direct.
Okay.
I think.
That's something.
Lucero.
That's the name of the band?
You haven't heard of them? Lucero. Ben Nichols, Jeff's brother.
Yeah,
they're a great rock and roll band.
Yeah, they're solid.
They got a real super solid record coming out, and we're going to do a nice little music video for it that'll be pretty kind of entertaining.
Do you write?
Write? No.
No? You directed recently in Chicago, right?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I've directed a play twice. I've done that twice. I wrote some songs for my band, which isn't together anymore. And, one of the guys moved to L.A., so I don't know what we're going to do.
Oh, no.
I mean, I can't. What am I going to... If we play a game, fly him from L.A.? No. So, and what else? I'm not going to write, like, a screenplay or any of that. I'm not going to do that.
No. You don't emulate your buddy Tracy Letts.
Tracy Letts is a wildly talented human being and very intelligent.
Yeah, it's almost obnoxious how...
He just had a kid, you know.
Carrie, that's quite a power couple. That kid's going to be a good actor, presumably.
Yeah. Yeah, I would think.
So, still splitting time New York and Chicago? Yeah, back and forth a bit?
I'll be in Chicago this summer doing this crazy old play that nobody's heard of ever.
So why are you doing that? I'm not questioning that you shouldn't do it.
That play I'm doing because it makes me laugh.
That's good.
Because I like to laugh, you know?
I do know that.
I like to relax, laugh, roll around on the floor.
Are you a dog?
Suck my thumb.
Oh.
Scream.
Right. Do you do any vocal exercises before you get on stage? Speaking of screaming?
No. No, I didn't go to drama school, so I don't really know.
It's just all instinct, all...
You just got to show up, man. You just got to keep showing up.
Have you ever taught an acting class? Would you ever want to do that?
No. Never. No, I don't want to do that. I don't know. Everyone has a different way of doing it, you know?
Right.
Who am I to say? I don't know.
Who is the greatest living actor on the planet right now, in your estimation? Or you can give me a top five, whatever. It doesn't need to be definitive.
Well, isn't it Daniel? I thought it was Daniel Day-Lewis.
Well,
isn't it Daniel Day-Lewis?
Well, arguably he's retired now, so maybe he is alive, but he's...
I thought he was the one.
Is that what we all decided collectively?
I thought.
I mean, I'm not going to quarrel with it. He's amazing. Did you like Phantom?
Better than me.
No, it's not. Did you like Phantom Thread?
I really, really did, actually. Although I found it difficult to watch.
Well, you were on a plane, and it was...
No, I actually was at the premiere.
Fancy.
I guess it was a premiere, or it was some sort of screening that you get invited to, and then they have a party afterwards. And it was lovely, but it's kind of a hard movie. I mean, it's uncomfortable, you know. It gets under your skin.
I thought it played, speaking of comedy, I thought it played pretty damn funny.
Yeah, but then she starts, like, drugging him, and I didn't like that.
Right, that's not your thing.
Well, I was there with my wife.
Don't get any ideas.
I think my wife actually was getting a little uncomfortable. Yeah, it's intense. I mean, yeah, it kind of, you know, points out the futility of male-female relationships.
I suppose, but there are exceptions to the rule.
I haven't seen many.
You're in a good relationship.
Yeah, we're killing it. We're getting it done. We're married, we got two kids.
Living the American dream.
Bought a house. We're going to have a house.
Here in New York or in Chicago?
That I gotta pay for.
Okay.
With the bills.
You're doing better than me.
Well, that's not my fault. It's not my foot on your neck, buddy.
Podcasts barely pay the bills.
Well, diversify.
I do diversify. If you'd say yes to some of our shenanigans, that's diversifying.
I gave you that adorable things. I gave you that.
You know,
it was a gift from me to you.
I recently did a sketch with your current war buddy, Benedict Cumberbatch. He's not too good for me.
He's so handsome.
Those cheekbones. Get lost in those.
He's Doctor Strange.
Do you see that one?
No. I know a lot of those guys. I know them. I know these guys.
Okay, you know, like, fine.
Hemsworth, I know him.
Yeah.
Evans.
Yeah.
I know that guy.
Okay, are you trying to win points with me? That doesn't excuse you from not seeing the movie. I mean, some of these are actually good movies. They're good movies. You should support your friends.
Okay, so what happens in Infinity War?
So
every superhero goes up against a giant purple Josh Brolin person?
Pretty much.
And let me guess, the Avengers somehow manage... He's trying to, what, destroy the universe, and the Avengers manage to stop him from doing this?
See, this is why... No, actually. No, Michael.
Oh, that's not what happens?
No.
I thought he had this amulet. He's trying to get these jewels. They have different powers.
It's an infinity gauntlet.
Like, there's one jewel that'll destroy a planet if you want it to.
Kind of.
Like, who the hell wants... We're doing that. We don't need any help with that. We're taking care of that. Right. We don't need a gauntlet.
A purple guy with a gauntlet. Yeah.
We're just doing that just fine on our own.
Right. Anything else you want to get off your chest before I release you?
Is this over? Thank fucking God.
No, don't be like that.
Oh, man.
This is your your therapy session for today.
Oh, Jesus.
How do you think we did this time?
On a scale of 1 to 10?
Well, no.
I think it was a very solid interview. Be nicely, quaintly entertaining.
You know what was good, too?
Intermittently entertaining.
You know what was good, too? I liked What They Had. That's coming out later this
year,
too.
What They Had's a badass movie.
I really did like it.
That woman, she killed it, man.
Very touching.
She really did. She, Elizabeth, she's really talented, man.
This is, maybe we'll talk later in the year, but it's you, it's Hilary Swank, Black Danner, amazing. Like, and very A change of pace for you, and I think, yeah, a really...
What do you mean a change of pace for me?
Well, no, I just like that... Look, we've talked about the typecasting and shit, which I think you've broken out of many times in recent years, but, like, that's a... I don't know, that's a...
So you think every part I've played since Kangaroo Jack has basically been the same person? Is that what you're saying?
Not saying that.
Frankie Lombardo and General Zod are basically essentially the same person.
I'm just saying, I don't think I've seen...
Kim Fowley and Richard Kuklinski are the same person.
Do you keep in touch with Winona?
Why are you asking me that? No, I haven't spoken to Winona in quite a long time.
Do you still have the flip phone? Let me see your phone.
Oh, I'm not even having this fucking conversation.
Let me see the phone.
I'm not having
this conversation. Do you have a phone on you?
I don't want to go through this with you.
What does that even mean? Why is this such an unpleasant topic? This shouldn't be an unpleasant topic.
Because I know exactly what's going to fucking happen.
What's going to happen?
See? You're so not surprising me right now. It's a long story. I can tell it. I don't want your
Michael Shannon
five people listening to this shit to fall asleep.
Guys, Michael Shannon has an iPhone. Michael Shannon has an iPhone. Michael Shannon has an iPhone. What's the background screen?
Bleep
what's
all the what's swear the photo? Words out.
Any photo? No. You turned it off.
Yeah, I turned it off. I have respect.
Is it a photo of me
doing
in the background?
An interview with you. What if the phone went off?
How are
you want me to turn it on here? I'll turn it on.
Okay. So why do you have an iPhone? How?
I'm with a phone provider called Credo. Okay. They're for liberal progressive causes. They like give money. They're being very nice. You know, because most of the telecommunication companies are like fascist alt right wing idiots. But these people, they actually like, you know, have social justice involved in what they do.
Okay.
So anyway. My phone broke, and I called them, and it had a little, what do you call it, a menu of the different kinds of phones you could get. And they had a flip phone way at the bottom, and I called them, and I said, yeah, I want the flip phone. And they said, we don't really do that anymore. I'm like, well, you have it on your menu here. And they're like, well, yeah, we could send you an iPhone. I'm like, I don't want an iPhone. I want the little flip phone. So I had to, like, beg them to send me a flip phone, which eventually they sent me a flip phone, and they said, this is not a new flip phone. It's an old flip phone that's been refurbished, whatever that means. So they sent it to me, and the damn thing did not work, like, at all. Like, it was driving me insane. It would take me 15 minutes to write a text because the keys, I'd have to hit it like 20 times.
Well, and it's a flip phone and tape, that's
and,
what it,
and yeah. No, because I've been texting with flip phones for years quite well without any worries whatsoever. This phone was a piece of garbage. It didn't work. So I said, seriously, is this the only flip phone that you found in the bottom of the closet, you know, underneath somebody's old shoes or what? And he said, look, we don't get new flip phones anymore. We don't get them. I'm like, well, then it shouldn't be on the menu. You shouldn't have it on the menu.
Right.
And I was like, fine, send me the damn iPhone. Because a month had gone by. I was missing calls, and people were trying to get a hold of me. And I was like, just send me the fuck. Just send me.
How's it working
out
for you?
But you know what's interesting about it is that, okay, so fine. I have the fucking thing.
Yeah.
But I decide how I use it. I do basically what I did on the flip phone. I make calls and I text. I don't have games. I don't watch shows. I don't read, you know, blogs or any of this crap. I just text people and call them.
Okay.
Every once in a while, I take a picture. Like, I took a picture of the address here so that I could remember how to get here. This is a self-portrait that my daughter drew.
Aww.
At school.
That's amazing.
That's Marion's self-portrait.
That's very sweet.
Fuck off.
You want to swap in a photo of me on the background? Explain it to your daughter?
No.
This is Daddy's new friend?
Daddy's new friend.
They're going to have to meet me at some point anyway. They might as well.
Are you going
to
come over?
Well, is that an invitation?
I thought this was only supposed to be 45 minutes.
I was trying to wrap it up 10 minutes ago, and then you went on a 10-minute rant about your phone.
No, you baited me into that. You you pounced on, you took advantage of me. I have to go talk about myself with somebody else now.
Seth Meyers.
Well, there's one in between that.
Oh, shit.
I'm talking about myself all day long.
All right.
Whether you like it or not.
Michael.
World.
Michael, it's been fantastic.
Yeah.
I think we really broke some new ground today. And,
well, we'll see where we'll see 5 years from now when we do this again.
Don't say, that's mean.
20 years from now, we'll see.
We'll both be dead by then, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to exchange info. What's your email address?
I'm not giving you my email address.
What's your phone number? 555?
Not on the, we're on the air right now.
All right, bye, Mike.
All right, bye, Josh.
And so ends another edition of Happy, Sad, Confused. Remember to review, rate, and subscribe to this show on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm a big podcast person. I'm Daisy Ridley, and I definitely wasn't pressured to do this by Josh.